screaming fuck is wrong with you, you stupid, stupid man!
Hello, and welcome to Extra Credit, the White House Down of podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit of this very special election episode are...
Sherman Tank.
Nonsense, because it's an election year.
Nick here, D.
All the other candidates are wolves in sheepskins, and I am the sheepdog. Vote Wheelock 2016. And that was dog, as in D-A-W-G.
Of course it was.
Fruit hag.
Want to learn the what, why, and how to do gymnastics? Endless progression of skill achievement. Check out this book!
I think I deleted that email when I got it.
Argyle Funk.
Yeah, I've thought about this. I mean, fuck, I get it. I'll do my best.
Good. And Amelia Blank. I do not like unnecessarily dead things.
Generally a sound position, yeah.
That's what I look for in a president.
That's a stance I have to make, apparently, because I'm Mike Beatus. What the fuck is that guy's name?
I don't know.
Hello, Extra Credit.
Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hi.
So, do you think you all are dedicated citizens of whatever country you live in?
No.
I'm a Russian spy.
That's classified.
Oh.
I will say I try to be. So the consensus I'm getting is that no one is, like, totally dedicated.
I'm a Russian spy. I'm totally dedicated to that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good at least.
I know, to employers, that's a joke.
You're very insistent about being a Russian spy, so you're either a terrible spy or you're a double agent, which I admire. Okay!
Well,
I'm actually a double-double agent, animal style.
A dumble agent.
Okay, well, I don't know if you guys knew, but there is a what America calls an election?
Oh, I might have heard something about that, yeah. Sounds kind of familiar.
I haven't heard anything
Well,
democracy?
Yes.
Metal Gear?
Yes. The main parties contributors to this election are a lady who was not president, but kind of president before, and a bloated sociopath with a wig.
Who shall remain nameless.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm currently undecided.
Those two candidates seem really good, but there's got to be someone else.
Yeah, I mean, isn't there like a whole history of other candidates who never get a look in?
There are.
Like,
shouldn't we fix that? Let's fix that and let's look at some other candidates.
Luckily today we have a document. We just so happen to have a document full of 30-party political candidates.
Oh yay!
My god! Yay!
Grinding the gears to make that seg.
Let's inform the people.
I think we're going to have to.
We all need to be informed voters, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Find out the truth about the Patriots.
Do you realize the power of and influence of this podcast?
It's a weapon to surpass Metal Gear.
And it's a weapon to surpass Metal Gear. Were you playing Metal Gear Solid like 10 minutes ago or something?
Okay, well, we're going to head over to a site called Andy2016. Which really makes you seem professional.
All right.
I assume this is Toy Story fan fiction.
Yeah, well, I think Andy might have lost a few screws in between the last movie and now.
And gotten substantially older.
Well, we're going to meet a fellow named Andrew D. Basiago. And he's the one man in the name of truth.
I love Basiago cheese bagels. Edit that out.
No.
No, that's actually a good joke. That was actually good. I was trying to think of a way to top that, but like saying, like, I think I went to Basiago sushi, but that doesn't
work. You can't top it. It's the perfect joke.
It's the perfect topping, Basiago cheese.
So, is the episode over?
I think so, yeah. We're done. Good night, everyone.
Well, I know who I'm voting for.
Vote for cheese.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Andrew Basiago, according to, like, his front page here. Andrew D. Basiago is a prominent figure in the truth movement. We all love truth, right?
Yeah, truth is awesome.
Of course, of course.
For more than 10 years, he has shared with the American people the true facts of our great nation's accomplishment in time travel and Mars visitation.
Wait.
Hello, Deep End. Nice to see you again.
He has done so as one who served bravely in two secret U.S. defense projects in which the time travel on Earth and voyages to Mars were first undertaken.
Oh, so this guy was in Stargate SG-1.
This guy is just jumping right into it, huh? I thought...
No, he's from Stargate SG-1. He's totally a member of that. So, you know, he knows, like, Richard Dean Anderson and that Canadian actress lady.
That narrows it down. as a result of his courageous advocacy as a crusading lawyer, Andy is credited with ending the time travel and Mars cover-ups by the U.S. government on behalf of the American people.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, that was nice of him. Yeah. I'm glad he ended time travel on my behalf.
I'm glad he got credit, but I do feel kind of bad that I didn't know he got the credit.
Yeah, in that documentary, Time Cop.
Oh my God, somebody went back and stole a credit from him with using time travel.
But he ended the time travel. Oh, no, he ended the time travel cover-up.
He ended the cover-up.
Oh, wait, he ended the cover-up, so then why didn't I know about it?
What? This is one of those stupid stable time loop things that I hate when it turns up in fiction, because it just renders all the previous developments of the plot meaningless.
Oh, so later I'm going to find out about this, and I'm going to watch myself find out about myself finding out about it.
Fruit Hag, you might not be wrong, because as far as I can tell, that might be a possibility.
Later in the podcast.
Later in the podcast, it will be earlier in the podcast.
This arduous work in the vineyards of the truth movement represented historic breakthroughs in Americans' understanding of our past and our prospects for the future.
Well, if it involves time travel, it better lead to a breakthrough in our understanding of the past and our prospects for the future. Otherwise, it's kind of worthless.
Today, Andrew D. Basiago is running for president of the United States with a new agenda for a new America. He has vowed that if elected president, he will lead the American people into a bold new era of truth, reform, and innovation as great as they are great.
Great!
That's a sentence,
What if he's talking about time travel, but, like, at the rate that time normally travels? Because I can believe all of this if that's what he means.
Also, like the T1 time travel transposer thing that Dr. Fred Bell invented. It, like, sends you into the future in increments of microseconds.
Yeah, that thing that we know what you're talking about.
Listen to F Plus episode 120-something, and you'll get that joke.
I just outed myself as a fake fan.
I'm doing the Invasion of the Body Snatchers Donald Sutherland pointing thing now.
Okay, join us in supporting Andy in his quest to establish a presidency as honest, just, and ingenious as the American people. Andy, 2016, now is the time! I get it, because he's a time traveler.
The American people are notoriously honest and ingenious.
And right under that is the most important function of any website, the donate button.
The copyright. Oh.
The copyright.
Oh, well, that too. That's definitely important, but...
So does this guy, Amelia, does this guy have proposals?
He has several. To begin with here...
Oh, he has 100 proposals.
Oh my God! Now downloading all 100 proposals. Oh my God, why are they formatted in this way?
They're all like JPEGs, so you can
they're
like
send
them.
They're all JPEGs with the same picture of him smiling. I like at the top how under the download all 100 proposals button, there's just a big bar that says, TRUTH!
Oh, there's a bunch of those, Vicky, because they're like broken up into sections, but so...
Oh, so these are his truth... These are his truth policies.
Nothing but truth below this line.
Oh my God, that's actually what this is.
There's truth, there's reform.
If you're looking for truth proposals, look no further.
If you're looking for truth proposals, go to ball.
You just cut out there.
you still there?
Yeah, sure. I'm still here.
Okay. Okay, well, these are for some reason are you can't just copy and paste the text. You have to download JPEGs.
Oh my God.
Argyle.
Hello.
Why don't you... Hi. Why don't you discuss the first JPEG in the dock here?
Oh, about disclosing secret advanced technologies?
The very same?
Yes.
Oh, of course I can. For 70 years, the U.S. government has been concealing advanced technologies because they might be socially, economically, or technically disruptive in nature. These technologies include the teleportation technology developed by DARPA's Project Pegasus. They may also include cancer cures. The government should begin a program to declassify and deploy this knowledge. The standard of technical disclosure should be what provides the people the best available technology. This will enable the United States to reclaim its mantle as the world's catalyst of applied science. Andrew D. Basiago for president.
Now, technically, a catalyst is something that enables something else to happen, so shouldn't we be... I don't think that metaphor works.
Thanks to the United States, other countries are able to do science real good.
Look, do you think Andrew D. Basiago has the time?
I can't tell if it's funny or makes sense that he leads with technology and then says, also, cure for cancer, maybe. I don't know.
And even though he's talking about discussing, you know, advanced technology, it kind of buries the lead because look at the next one.
For anyone that doesn't know, as I remember, Project Pegasus is the so-called secret thing that involved Nikola Tesla.
Of course it did!
I think he died where he was working for, like, the Philadelphia experiment, which is another big fucking conspiracy shit, which might pop up. I don't know.
Oh god, there's a YouTube video.
Of course there
You've reached the secret. Here it is. Let's see. There's a whole website about it.
About Project Pegasus?
It's true.
Yes, it's at projectpegasus.net. And it's a the front page says, Project Pegasus. Greetings, you've reached the official website of Project Pegasus. This is the web portal to receive news and information about Andrew G. Basiago's quest to lobby the U.S. government to disclose its teleportation secrets so that teleportation can be adopted on a global basis to help humanity achieve planetary sustainability in the 21st century.
If Project Pegasus is a top secret DARPA project, why would Andrew D. Basiago be the one who runs the official website for it?
I don't know, but the logo is really, really...
I'm getting a little bit suspicious that this guy might be in on it.
He's revealing the truth about the project.
He's the official declassification of it, because it's not a .gov, it's a .net.
Well, here's the mission statement. Here's the mission statement. Project Pegasus is a quest begun in 1968 by Andrew D. Basiago when he was serving as a child participant in the U.S. time space exploration program Project Pegasus.
Pegasus
is a quest begun while he was working on Project Pegasus. So figure that one out.
Well, no,
it's
time
the quest.
Shut
it's
up.
The quest to uncover Project Pegasus.
Yeah, Project Pegasus is a quest to uncover Project Pegasus.
Time travel. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, right.
Speaking of which, Argyle, why don't you read the next JPEG?
Absolutely. Disclosing America's time travel technologies. DARPA's Project Pegasus developed 8 modalities of time travel by 1970, only to keep this great technical feat of our nation, the advent of time travel, secret from the American people.
It was pretty easy. Atari was coming out soon. You know.
Yeah. Everybody was too distracted. Disco was not yet dead. Teleportation was kept secret as a weapon that would allow battlefronts to be stormed without casualties. Chronovision was kept secret as an intelligence-gathering device that would allow for surveillance of past and future events.
Surveilling past events?
I think surveillance of past events is called video.
I guess you could sort of have accurate information about past stuff so you could prepare for...
The United States secret technology to watch video of something that already happened.
Well, wait, what about the time it takes for your eyes to process what you're saying? I thought we were all in the past.
Time travel, shut up.
You know, Chronovision was actually just a shitty knockoff of those Panavision widescreen lenses. It was like a cheap... It sounds like a cheap widescreen process.
Sure.
You're welcome, film nerds.
Only by disclosing its time travel technologies can America unleash the potential that these technologies have to advantage humanity in the 21st century.
Make America great again tomorrow, yesterday!
Oh, dear.
To advantage humanity?
Yeah!
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a strange syntax. I don't know.
Schrodinger's America.
Make America observable again.
I'm tired of America being vibrating at different frequencies in time and space. Fruit Hag, why don't you talk to about admitting time travel affected the presidency?
I'd love to. Now, as you all know, the time-space age began in 1970, when DARPA's Project Pegasus modified the Tesla teleporter so as to send the teleportee to a destination in the past or future.
Sponsored by Time Life Books.
At the time, the bias in government was against playing God and quantum engineering the future based on prior knowledge of it.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, duh.
I just told
you. That's just common sense.
Was that the official bias?
Yes.
The government was against tampering with the time-space continuum.
As we all know, Richard Nixon was not interested in influencing future events to his favor.
Yeah, he never did that. And
I just imagine Nixon with time travel power. God.
That would be awesome, actually.
However.
Time traveling.
Oh, wait. Is that what happened in Futurama?
No, that was a literal Doctor Who episode. Time traveling Richard Nixon.
No. The Doctor time traveled to meet Nixon.
All right. So how many Doctor Who references have we made so far?
Not enough.
Okay.
I'm not a fucking nerd.
Conversely, too many.
Not enough for yesterday. Too many for tomorrow.
However. One exception to this doctrine was made when it was decided that future presidents should be told of their presidencies. Sorry, I just processed what I said. I haven't done that with anything else that I've read yet.
So that's why Trump is so sure.
I mean, I do think the president should be told they're going to be president. I mean, but generally that happens when they're, like, elected.
Yeah, to be fair, not a bad policy.
They usually end up getting told that the day after the election.
So this is like an Avatar situation. So when Andrew D. Baciago was a child, someone from the White House came with some toys that George Bush played with as a child and said, "All right, which one of these do you feel drawn to?"
And then he continued to play with those toys well into the presidency.
Someone should tell Ted Cruz, because if no one's told him that he's going to be president someday, he can just stop.
No, God already told him. Anyway, the president should ask Presidents Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Obama to tell the truth to the American people and admit that they were given foreknowledge of their presidencies. So wait, does that mean that this guy... Wait, if he's running for then that would mean...
Is your head about to explode like a Star Trek computer?
No, listen. If the presidents all have been told ahead of time that they would later become the president, then the fact that this guy is trying to become president at all means that he knows that he will.
Right.
So this is the... So this is our president.
He actively admits that he was told that he will be president as a child.
Oh, great. Well, then we'll get there when we get there, I guess.
I think it's like that Babylon 5 episode where Mrs. Gene Roddenberry tells Lando and Veer that they're both going to be Emperor of Centauri Prime.
You know,
but she doesn't tell them how it's going to work. And you know,
I thought
what...
I was a nerd. Until...
Well, does that involve Chekhov in any way?
No, but Walter Koenig appeared on Babylon 5.
Anyway,
I know.
Can I, enough of this nerd shit, can I please talk about the issues? Can we get back to the issues?
Well, what issues would you like to talk about?
Also, Andrew Baciago is a very gracious man. He will also accept vice president.
He's got all the time in the world.
And as he knows Andrew how to Baciago.
Well, if he has all the time in the world, I hope he has an extra pair of prescription glasses.
I would like to tell you about an issue that is near and dear to my heart.
What would that be, Fruithead?
About how I think it is so important to reveal the ET presence on Earth.
Yeah, Entertainment Tonight is a fucking plague.
Yeah, that movie was. What? It was all right.
I would have thought people already know that that exists, so that's obviously not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, fuck you, Mark McGrath.
Right. The right to know the true natural history of the cosmos that we inhabit is the common heritage of humankind. However, concealment by the U.S. government of the extraterrestrial situation has come to symbolize how the U.S. government conceals the truth from the American people. The president should end the ET cover-up in a live, televised address to the American people, where we go to New Mexico and dig those Atari cartridges out of the ground.
You know, that's not in there, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's in there, if it's in here somewhere.
live televised address to the American people that would include the number and types of ET species visiting Earth, the hidden history of U.S. government interaction with the ET visitors, and the nature and extent of the ET-human liaison projects that resulted from contact.
See, we already know this because we've been to Libra Rising.
We have to dox the aliens!
Hey, once I get the information, I'm totally gonna swat him!
Excuse me, it's about ethics in alien-human contact.
So when he's talking about ET-human liaisons, is he talking about...
Fucking, yeah.
Sex scene from Mass Effect with...
talking about an adaption of Dangerous Liaisons, but with ETs.
But wait, ETs or with ET?
Oh, it has to be with ET.
No, it's with ET, and he falls in love with...
I can't go any farther with this joke, because I don't know what you're talking about.
He falls in love with John Malkovich.
To be fair, who hasn't?
America certainly
See, I thought,
has.
I thought Dangerous Liaison was one of those softcore Shannon Tweed movies.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
This one was kind of like softcore.
Sorry, not it was. It will be when it was will be.
Oh, right, because of time travel.
Yes. I think that America needs to disclose the atomic bomb ET connection.
That was Agreed. A Star Trek. That was literally a Star Trek episode.
Are we sure that Andrew Basiago didn't just fall asleep in front of the TV?
He fell asleep marathon in Deep Space Nine because there literally was an episode where they go back in time and have to like grab subatomic particles in a for a nuclear test to get back to the station. That was literally a Deep Space Nine plot.
He played a lot of Assassin's Creed with Deep Space Nine airing in the background.
That's gotta be it. Yeah.
So the thing is, and Sherman Tank, if you've seen this episode, then you already know where I'm going with this, because the explosion of atomic bombs represents a kind of cosmic folly. When an atomic bomb is exploded, the physical substrates of the cosmos are destroyed, creating a tear in the fabric of time-space. From the perspective of ET civilizations, nothing could be worse for a planetary civilization to undertake. The president should disclose the fact that it was to the advent of very confusing, and my mouth's just going. The president should disclose the fact that it was the advent of atomic explosions that caused the increase in visits to Earth by ETs after World War II, and that this has been known since 1947, when ET craft were seen our atomic installations in Washington State, New Mexico, and Tennessee. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't seen it in a while. Isn't this literally the plot of The Day the Earth Stood Still?
I think it is.
No.
Yeah.
This guy just, like, mainlined all of science fiction and then wrote his policies.
No, actually, the biggest consensus about why there's so many widespread, like, similarities between aliens and alien abductions.
People falling asleep watching sci-fi movies on The Late Show.
Or they get drunk and fall asleep or something and, like,
See, I never have cool dreams about that when I fall asleep watching science fiction. Although I did have a dream when I fell asleep listening to the F-plus of Adam Bozarth following me through the airport trying to tell me about Juggernaut Lonely.
That actually happened.
Well, did I tell you about the not dream where John Toast followed me around a supermarket?
Did I ever tell you about the not dream where John Toast followed me on Twitter?
Oh, he's following me on Twitter too? That's really cool. I like it.
Well, now I don't feel special. Someone tell me a policy.
Well, you know, since we're all concerned about ETs and atomic bombs and Star Trek and all that sort of thing, let's talk about developing an ET contact policy. Because according to a space physics textbook used at the U.S. Air Force Academy...
You stumbled
Academy
over
the
most plausible part of the sentence, the fact that a space physics textbook exists.
Well, yeah, I was shocked to encounter a real fact. So according to a space physics textbook used at the U.S. Air Force Academy in the 1970s, 57 extraterrestrial species are visiting our planet. 4 ET species, the small group...
And Andrew, do you want to give us the name of that textbook so you can maybe double-check your
No!
Well, anyway, 4 ET species, the small greys, the tall greys, the reptilians, and the Nordics...
Wait.
Sorry, hold up.
Everybody knows that Vikings are aliens.
I thought reptilians were earthbound.
These are different
wait,
reptilians.
Wait, so Finland, is that...
Yeah, Montrith is an alien. She has been all along.
No wonder.
Because I know Finland. I know Finland doesn't exist. It's a Russian-Japanese conspiracy.
It all comes together.
So
actually, Nordic aliens is a really popular conspiracy theory sort of thing. I'll give you a link from a site called Crystal Links. But anyway, those four types of ET species are known to be visiting our planet frequently. We need to not only achieve transparency about the ET situation, but also to develop an ET contact policy that is subtle, nuanced, and recognizes that the ET species that can reach us from across interstellar space might include those that are benevolent, neutral, and hostile to our interest as Earthlings. Although, really, I think if they're visiting us often, developing a contact policy is kind of that horse has already left the barn.
I like that he covers all his bases with benevolent, neutral, and hostile. Like, you might as well have just not said anything.
As far as I know, there legitimately is a protocol for the president if there were alien visitors. Like, they don't think
all
about
right,
these things.
Now we're getting into pseudoscience bullshit. Can we get back to the facts? Come on.
Yeah. It's much more important to disclose the truth about NASA's lunar program.
The only thing the president knows about is the time travel machine.
Look, shut up. I'm trying to drop a bombshell here. Oh. It was a great thing when, in 1961, President Kennedy set as our national space goal landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. But the lunar program remained shrouded in a mystery that it should not possess. The president should answer basic questions that Americans have about NASA's lunar program, despite the fact that the president had nothing to do with it.
So you're about to list some questions that we all as Americans do in fact have. So I can't wait to hear these questions that I have.
Yes, these questions include: did we land men on the moon, or were the lunar landings hoaxed? And if so, why? Did extraterrestrials observe the lunar landing on July 20th, 1969? Did the astronauts find artifacts on the moon? Why, after going to the moon, did we not return to it?
We went back five times!
But why didn't we?
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. The moon landing might have been faked, but I'm going to drop an even bigger bombshell on you. I'm going to disclose the secret U.S. presence on Mars.
The U.S. presence on Mars?
Now, Mars has been visited by U.S. personnel for more than 50 years, yet America's presence on Mars remains shrouded in official secrecy. The next president should appoint a special prosecutor.
Wait. It's hard for you to believe that we landed on the moon, but you're totally down for us having a secret base 50 years old on Mars.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just common sense, Amelia.
So wait, shouldn't it be called Mars 2 then?
Yeah, well, please, you see,
Sir, please stop talking so close to me.
No, I won't!
You smell like sardines.
I'll stop talking close to you in the past when I already did later.
You got on this Greyhound bus of your own free will, so this is my world. And anyway,
I sit back by the exhaust fumes.
Look, I'll vote for you if you just please go to the other side of the bus.
Anyhow, the next president should appoint a special prosecutor to call Edwin Aldrin, Barack Obama, Regina Duggan, Richard Cheney, and other Mars insiders to testify under oath about the CIA's Mars Jump Room program, the Mars Colony Corporation, and related matters. Simultaneously, the president should seek a UN treaty protecting Mars's fragile ecology and civilization from visitation, exploration, habitation, and colonization by Earthlings, even though, according to this clown, it's already been colonized and visited.
Well, at least he's worried about the rights of native Martians.
Wait, if it's been happening for 50 years, why is Barack Obama the...
Because he's black.
Because he's a secret Muslim, goddammit.
Oh, Marslim!
Yeah, he's a Marslim!
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he says. Chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, but still they come.
Let's see. Nakir Draken.
Yeah.
Why don't you go and read the next JPEG here?
Oh yes. Appointing a new 9/11 commission.
Finally.
Yeah.
Jill Stein's in charge of, in favor of this too.
God.
Well, there you go. That's all you need to know.
Who the hell is Jill Stein?
The attacks of September 11th, 2001 were among the most traumatic events in the history of America. Yet profound doubts remain about who actually perpetrated the attacks.
Nope.
If I keep talking, you can't fact check me. There is evidence that it was Saudi Arabia, with the complicity of the Bush administration itself as a pretext for waging war against Iraq and Afghanistan,
nope.
which devastated those countries and cost the United States $2 trillion.
The evidence is that somebody said that might be the truth.
Why didn't you plant Iraqis on the plane?
I don't know.
And why didn't you go back in time? Why didn't you use your super time travel powers to stop it? Thanks a lot,
don't
asshole.
Don't worry. Once he becomes president, he'll already have fixed it.
You can't tamper with the time-space continuum.
Well, don't worry. I've got a plan. Andrew Basiago has got a plan.
Just like the Cylons.
The president should appoint a new 9/11 commission and release the 28 pages classified by the original 9/11 commission entitled, quote-unquote, Potential Sources of Foreign Support for the September 11th Hijackers.
Wait.
Yarr.
Are you saying the September 11th hijackers were supported by foreigners?
I honestly don't know what I'm saying.
So there's only 28 pages that are classified in the 9/11 commission.
Yeah, they've been really pretty open about it up to this point.
He does know there's like 120 something pages that aren't classified, right?
Yeah, but those 28 pages are just like really big text that says Bush did 9/11.
Well, it's not about the lines, it's what's in between the lines. Wake up, America!
Wake up, America! Wake up, America! Bush did 9/11.
Goblin vomit.
Jet fuel doesn't burn hot enough to melt steel beams.
Just that for 28 pages.
J. Helm is an inside job!
Also, it's like you know those birthday cards where you open up and it plays sound? It's Alex Jones saying all of it.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug!
Happy birthday! If you believe government records about when you were actually born.
So, I think let's that's enough Alex Jones.
You can never have enough Alex Jones.
Nate here, why don't you tell us about the missing trillions?
I would love to tell you about the missing trillions. This is Searching for the Missing Trillions. On September 10th, 2001, which some of you might remember as...
Sorry.
Exactly, that's the fifth movie. On September 20th, 2001, the day before 9/11, in case any of you couldn't, like, do the math there, then-Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld held a press conference and announced that $2.3 trillion was missing from the Pentagon budget. The missile that struck... the missile that struck the Pentagon the next day, 9/11, then destroyed the Naval Intelligence Unit that was investigating... What happened to this vast sum? Presidents Bush and Obama failed subsequently to inform the American people what happened to these funds. This was real money. $2.3 trillion is $2,300,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 belongs to the American people.
Oh, I found it. It was behind my bookshelf.
Oh, never mind then.
This one I know is true because my crazy coworker shared it on Facebook.
I'm so glad he told me how much 2.3 trillion is, because I just...
I have a question. If he was just going to blow out the place investigating it the next day, why did he even mention it in the past conference?
Time travel.
Oh.
All of your questions are answered when you consider the fact that your questions will be answered later, and they already were.
Oh, your questions have already been answered later.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't worry about it.
Just
trust in our...
This was a Douglas Adams sketch. There was a whole sketch about time travel grammar he wrote.
I remember that. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
Should we just
But anyway, there's also, but apart from grammar, there's other basic cosmological mysteries.
Well, can we do something about them?
Well, I guess we better resolve them.
Yeah, we should. Who would like to resolve them?
I'm going to read next. I think we're going to skip the cosmological mysteries.
Aww.
And go to the most important one, Protecting the Sasquatch species.
Yes.
You know, according to Joan Ocean, they can take care of themselves. So they don't need to be... Stop denying the Sasquatch agency, you privileged fuck.
Now, this is going to be a good history lesson.
Okay. Sasquatch exists. I know. I am the first U.S. president candidate since Theodore Roosevelt to declare publicly that I have encountered Sasquatch.
Yeah, that checks out.
All right, Googling that.
I think he's confusing Sasquatch with Taft.
Taft was a shaved Sasquatch.
TR's encounter occurred when a Sasquatch was scared into his campsite one night when he was on his Great North American Ape Expedition.
And
those North American apes.
I encountered an adult male Sasquatch and his young son when I was camping at Lake Sacodwanda in the Adriax in 1966.
But it turned out it was my uncle and my cousin.
I like now imagining Sanford and Son, but with Sasquatches.
Okay, we got the history lesson. Now give us a genetics lesson.
The Sasquatch has matrilineal DNA that is human and patrilineal DNA from an unknown primate.
That's not how DNA works.
They got all the recessive genes from their mom and all the dominant genes from their dad.
The recessive Sasquatch genes.
Oh my god, it's les enfants terribles.
We all know that DNA is just like puzzle pieces that you can just snap together and end up with a Sasquatch.
I've played Pokemon. I know how breeding works.
The president should protect the Sasquatch by putting them on the endangered species.
How are they endangered if nobody even encounters them ever?
Teddy Roosevelt did.
Why do you think nobody encounters them? They're endangered.
But
any chemtrail spraying by the U.S.
Never mind.
My God.
You're right.
I want to listen to you right now.
No, that's ending chemtrail spraying by the U.S.
Oh, right.
See?
The chemtrail program was the brainchild of Dr. Edward Teller.
That bastard.
He was a nuclear physicist.
What was he thinking?
He was the guy who designed the H-bomb.
And chemtrail.
Teller advised that if we sprayed aluminum and barium oxides in the upper atmosphere, this would enhance the albedo effect. The reflection! So solar radiation back into space from the clouds, snow, and sand. This, he hoped, would stem global warming, which by stopping the Gulf Stream may threaten us with a new ice age.
I remember this movie. It was really bad, and it starred that guy. And cold could be stopped by a door.
So Edward Teller knew there was going to be global warming, and then bought into the oncoming ice age talk in the 70s. But that's still global warming.
Yeah, global warming is going to cause an ice age. Art Bell talked about it, and they made it into a movie.
The chemtrails, however, have led to widespread respiratory distress.
It was the chemtrails. It wasn't all the other shit and jet exhaust.
Stopping the Gulf... I'm just so hung up on the phrase stopping the Gulf Stream.
I guess the convection of hot water stream? The president should end chemtrail spraying by U.S. agencies by executive order and pursue technical innovation and end global warming.
Guys, stop spraying chemtrails. Come on.
Look, who cares about chemtrails? I want to talk about banning fluoride from the U.S. water supply.
Okay.
Because since the 1950s, unnecessary apostrophe, fluoride has been placed in most U.S. drinking water, despite the fact that the evidence against ingesting fluoride is quite strong. Fluoride is considered a hazardous waste by the EPA.
All right.
It is the active ingredient in Prozac and rat poison. What? What?
No, I thought...
No, it isn't! It is not!
So they're trying to fix our depression.
Sounds pretty useful to me.
Can we please get into the psychic effects of fluoride?
The Nazis used it to sedate prisoners in the concentration camps. No, they didn't.
Oh.
But wait.
Its effects include calcifying
the pineal
gland. Can we
get one goddamn episode without someone talking about the fucking Holocaust, please?
No, this is the internet.
Well then, Donald Trump. God damn it!
No!
If I'm going down, I'm taking you all with me.
Don't you do it! Put it down! Put it down! Put it down!
You said the secret word.
Alright, tell me more about fluoride. I've gotten all my anger out, but not really. Tell me more about fluoride.
Yeah, well, those effects that I've been trying to tell you about include calcifying the pineal gland, as seen in the hit movie The Leech Woman, thereby blocking the third eye, which is believed to be the source of human intuition. We should ban fluoride from our drinking water supplies to prevent the negative public health effects of this established toxin.
Wait, hold on.
No wonder my psychic energy.
So in the 1950s, they started putting fluoride in the water. So before the 1950s, everybody in the U.S. was psychic.
Yeah.
But then there was the hippie movement.
Psychic readings is communism, man.
Yeah, well, they were trying to get it back by being hippies, but it wasn't enough because there was so much fluoride.
Here I thought fluoride was just a regular use way to increase the strength of your teeth.
No, it's a regular, to decrease the strength of your psychic mind's eye.
Okay. Argyle, could you read the opposing the transhumanist agenda?
Absolutely. Human life is sacred. It should not be enslaved, sullied, or suppressed by any of the technologies associated with the transhumanist agenda, including artificial intelligence,
AI,
cloning, genetic engineering, microchipping, robotics, and surveillance.
But I want a robot girlfriend.
No, you don't. America should lead the world in fostering humane precepts that manage the transition to a more technically advanced society without debasing the sanctity, dignity, and individuality of humans. These should include laws protecting the human rights of clones and banning the microchipping of human beings.
So this one he wrote after getting drunk and playing Deus Ex.
Yes.
Sounds about right.
I want my Mass Effect computer girl robot thing voiced by Six from Battlestar Galactica. Okay, I want that, and you can't stop me from getting that, damn it!
I like, by the way, that we're mixing up the voices that we use when we read, and it's the same guy every time.
I think Andrew Basiago in 1996 was like 25, and he saw Ghost in the Shell on his VHS store's rack, and started playing it, and he was jerking off to all the nudity in it, and then he realized that the Major was a robot and super buff, and it gave him weird feelings, so he hated everything about it.
This sounds like a personal confession, Amelia.
No. I love the Major, and I love Robot Lady, so it's fine.
All right.
I think the rest...
No. We have to make Victor Laszlo mad, so we need to read,
Protecting the right to not be vaccinated!
Everybody sigh.
You need to sigh. You need to sigh.
We need to sigh together.
Here, sync this up.
Sherman, why don't you sigh an A note? And then
we need to harmonize.
I don't know how to sigh musically.
Here, I think I've got a tuning fork around here.
Okay, let's just go on three. One, three, two, one.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Oh, okay. Yeah, Argyle, why don't you read that?
For some Americans, getting vaccinated against disease is the desired choice. For others, however, vaccinations are deemed unsound and avoided as harbingers of disease. Mandatory vaccination is a violation of human rights and medical ethics. Do you have a question?
No, I have many questions, not just one.
Vaccinations aren't...
It's a conspiracy!
Also, if you have immune problems, you're not forced to take vaccinations.
Stop bringing logic and facts into this.
Are we going to learn more about the right to not be vaccinated?
No, I don't think I can listen any more of that.
Cool. Americans live in a toxic soup of pollutants. There is much that we can do, however, to
bathe in it every day.
mm. to make everyday living and edit that sound out.
I think that's called just eating KFC.
Every day.
That's why I go to Popeyes. You know what? Americans live in a toxic soup of pollutants. The truest thing he said so far.
Yeah, fair enough.
There is much that we can do, however, to make everyday living in America less toxic. The president can ban chemtrails, thereby removing aluminum, barium, and strontium from the air. He can find ways to combat radioactivity, focusing first on Fukushima, and
Ding!
Then the radioactivity leaking from America's defense plants. He can remove chlorine, which attacks male fertility and virility, from our public drinking water, or replace it with hydrogen peroxide. He can complete the ban on glyphosate, ban Roundup, and break up Monsanto as a monopoly. I became Southern at some point here.
I'm just shocked it took us this long to get to Monsanto.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're this all over the place.
I think we can skip arming the public to protect itself because it infuriates me.
Yeah, we all know about that.
Let's talk about passing revolutionary tax reform here.
Well, can't we talk about fortifying the St. Lawrence Seaway?
No, because we're way behind if we're gonna get to these other.
All right, yeah, but it's just funny. He wanted to fortify the St. Lawrence Seaway because terrorists might sneak an atomic bomb into New York. I just had to mention that.
What about?
I literally have no idea where the fuck that is.
It's.
Are we gonna talk about achieving teleportation-based transport?
Okay, we can't spend.
Can't we just talk about it? You know, fuck it. Let's just talk about eggs because this guy has some Patrick 82 ideas.
I have a solid, reasonable policy for you to consider. It's promoting egg consumption as a development tool,
like software development.
Maybe. I haven't completely figured this out yet. President Kennedy once observed that the human mind is the ultimate resource. National literacy rates are directly correlated with the national rates of daily per capita egg consumption.
Are they?
I don't think that's quite true. I think he's exaggerating a little bit.
You think? You think he's exaggerating? Because this guy doesn't seem like a teller of tall tales to me.
Just enough to get his point across.
I always thought literacy rate was determined by how easy the access to
eggs.
Reading material
eggs, yes.
is.
Yeah,
no, it's
eggs.
All eggs. It's all eggs. It's why they hand them out free at the library.
It's eggs all the way down.
The president should launch a global development initiative based on promoting the production and consumption of eggs.
Oh, here we go. The truth comes out. This guy's been working for Big Egg the whole time.
We need
time.
To put eggs in the water supply.
Yeah, that's a good step. In this way, we will promote global development at the most fundamental level, individual mental performance.
You know, you think chemtrails are bad. You haven't seen an airplane just dropping eggs on everyone. That's
rough. Those are called bombs.
That's called homecoming.
This guy really has a hard-on for President Kennedy.
Well, lots of people did.
Don't we all?
Well, true, but...
Well, metaphorical hard-ons, not necessarily literal ones.
This egg
well, I'm sure there were
came...
some literal ones. Yeah.
He's not gay.
Where did this egg thing come from? This is so...
Where did the fucking Mars thing come from?
No. Hold on. If you're talking about a time-travel space president... Mars is in character. The egg thing is just completely out of left field.
I've never heard anything about egg literacy.
I swear to God, this guy is working for Big Egg.
I wouldn't be shocked.
For Big Chicken.
We're not going to read it because we're... but I just found one of his policies that's just called Creating an Internet Court. I don't know if he means like a court to settle internet related disputes or like a Habbo hotel courtroom.
Oh, I desperately hope it's the latter.
We already have a court system to settle internet related things. It's called the court system.
Internet court is now in session. All log on.
Be prepared to be pwned.
Yeah, all the
should we talk about
the, like...
should we talk about some of the other candidates at some point?
Yes, no. We're going to talk about Ed Baker.
Oh my God, I can't let go of Andrew Basiago, but I guess I have to.
I know we have to tear you away from it, and let's look at.
I don't know if I'm ready to love again.
Rude Hag, why don't you tell us about Ed Baker?
God, this is going to be really emotional for me, but I'll try. Thanks for visiting. My name is Ed Baker, and I am a candidate in the 2016 presidential election. I am not a member of any political party.
Oh my God, look at this picture.
Or the CIA, I swear. I am very serious.
Click on his website and look at this picture.
You were.
Look at this picture.
He has the second worst hair in the election.
What you want, fam? Just fuck my
he's
shit
got
up.
A landing strip in his head.
I think he's literally a John Travolta character.
Oh my God.
It looks like he failed.
Now you're making fun of my hair, but I'll have you know I am very serious about, now that I've seen a picture of him, I don't think this voice works. I am very serious about running a campaign that can win.
He looks like he can only afford payments on 10% of the hair plugs.
Let me just recalibrate. Let me look at his face for a minute and decide on a voice.
I think he would sound more like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
My website. No. Hold on.
Just stick as high-pitched and nerdy as possible.
My website has a lot of information about my positions on important issues. Most likely, you will strongly disagree with my position on some of these. But please keep the big picture in mind. This is
oh,
not
I'm keeping a picture in
it's
mind.
It's pretty big.
We're keeping
it's
a picture
of my hair, isn't it? This is an opportunity, though, to shift our country back to being what generations of our family fought and died for. It's time to restore freedom and hold people in positions of power to high... I just always keep going Southern, don't I? Hold people in positions of power to high standards, have opportunities for all Americans to reach their goals. Together, we can. Ed Baker.
Can I leave the stage now?
Well, Ed Baker, I believe one thing about you. I don't think you're part... I don't think you're with the CIA.
No, not with that hair, no.
Okay.
I like it. His like header and all the links. One of them just says, "Why me?"
But you know, let's dispense with these frivolities and talk about his policies.
Also, I want to point out
I gotta know who I'm voting for.
The font on his webpage bugs the shit out of me for some reason. Like the top one that says his name. I don't know why, it just bugs the shit out of me. Reminds me of like a WordPress webpage or something.
I'm really glad that at the top of every page it says not a member of any political party, just so I'm sure.
Well, to be perfectly honest, that's his biggest pro at the moment.
Okay. Well, let's see.
Well, first of all, I think you should tell us what you're planning to do over the weeks ahead.
Okay. Over the weeks ahead, I will expand on this area of my website with specific plans for improving each of the areas mentioned below.
Man, my first attempt at a voice for this guy was the opposite of correct.
I'm always open to hearing from you on your ideas. Some of the areas below will link to pages and others will be added soon. I'm not running with the idea to fix one or two major things. I believe we have dozens of things to work on. I believe in finding experts in each field and real everyday people who are affected by these issues to help us shape the future.
Affected spelled wrong, by the way.
Yeah, you have...
I mean, no, he spelled affected correctly. He just used the wrong word.
Yeah, affect means that you have... You're affecting something.
This is very good and will definitely stay in the episode.
Welcome to the Strunken White Podcast.
I recognize the importance of these issues. I have some ideas and I am excited to help make real improvements to our country. I'm not into kicking a can down the road.
Okay.
Neither am I.
That's the only thing I could picture you doing, to be honest.
I'm more into pushing a hoop with a stick. Or postponing things for future generations to deal with. I'm ready to get busy on day one.
Whoa!
Oh yeah!
Wow!
Oh yeah!
He's gonna get laid at the inaugural bowl.
Before we continue, I want to just quickly, very quickly, read two little quick things. If you go under the Your State thing. You can say which state you're in, and then it's got like a sort of pre-made message that's just different variations depending on the state. So, for example, Wyoming. With your help, I can win the 3 electoral votes from Wyoming.
Yay?
Kind of, maybe. California, with your help, I can win the 55 electoral votes from California.
Nope.
You sure about that?
So wait, he just tells you how many electoral votes are in your state?
Yeah, well, this guy, he thinks that there's a real chance that he might get a... he might get every electoral vote from California.
Well, it is a winner-take-all state, so...
Yeah, but...
And I think that he can do it.
He doesn't, like, give, like, little, like... local concerns? He just...
No, there's a... There's
no,
a
he doesn't. He just talks... It's just like a, you know... This state has this many electoral votes, and you had this many voters in the last election.
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it than that, but I just thought it was funny, the idea that he thinks that he might win.
Well, you know what's not funny?
He might win California.
You know what's not funny? 9/11 isn't funny. And here's his stance on reopening the 9/11 investigation. One of my biggest passions is finding out the truth about the events of September 11th, 2001. From the hundreds... unnecessary apostrophe, of hours of research I've put into this, I am very confident that the official story is far from what really happened.
Then is that the exact sentence in the Basiago part?
We should introduce him to Basiago.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, I promise to do
everything I can. Time travel. Same person.
Oh my god. Same.
He's a clone.
So that hair is what happens in time travel?
I guess. Or the wig, or that's a wig on Basiago.
Maybe. But anyway, I promise to do everything I can to reopen his investigation and find out who planned, executed, or covered up these events.
Oh.
I believe that the death penalty needs to be implemented for anyone who knowingly participated in the planning, execution, or cover-up of these events.
No matter
the position that they held at the time or hold currently. We lost a lot of capital F freedoms as a result of this event. Once the truth comes out and the people responsible are punished, we can restore those freedoms, not capitalized. Never forget 9/11/01, Ed Baker!
Ed.
Your voice was kind of wrong there, but...
Ed.
That was the one 9/11 I was forgetting.
Yeah, no.
September 11th, 2003 was a really good day.
I don't know if you know, but the hijackers are dead. They killed themselves and...
Kill them again! Time travel!
I'm gonna bring it back through time travel and then kill them again! And again! And again!
They were already killed.
Back and forth forever!
They're dead!
Time travel, goddammit!
They're dead already, Ed! Okay, well, he also supports full disclosure of UFO information.
Because of course he does.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. How does he feel about the Confederate flag, though?
Well, why don't we ask, Nakir, why didn't you read?
Alright.
Do it, boy.
I've been asked my stance on the Confederate flag a number of times lately.
I find that hard to believe.
I'm surprised people talk to you.
Considering nobody knows who you are. My reflection has asked me.
I've told many people about my stance on the Confederate flag recently, whether they like it or not.
That might be how it happened. I don't entirely remember. I want to be clear that I'm in strong support of that flag flying high everywhere that Americans want to fly it. I don't believe...
Oh, you're a traitor
then. I don't believe that when a small group of people don't like something that the... powers that be, and powers is capital, so I assume it's Austin Powers,
yeah.
Cave into them without taking into consideration that the majority of people who are affected again by this don't agree with the change.
You know, that sounds a lot like secessionism. A minority of people seceding because they didn't like the outcome of the will of the majority. That, you know?
What are you getting at?
It was about states' rights.
I don't like all this city slick
talk. It's not a small group. We fought a war. Like a million people died.
Well,
when was this? Sorry, I don't remember this.
Also, that flag it's not the Confederate flag, really. It's the flag for Robert E. Lee's particular army.
Well, history, what? Keep reading.
Man, shut up! Why don't you shut up, you pansy?
It's okay to be you. You don't have to be like everyone else.
Oh, thank God.
We need to put more decisions in the hands of the people within individual states instead of having people in Washington dictate how you will live. We are the United States of America.
Look at the United part.
We will remember
the United part, I think, is important.
I think this guy has the single worst argument for flying the Confederate flag I have ever read.
No, man. Let your freak flag fly.
No, this is actually the single worst argument I've ever heard. And that goes up to and including the people who want to fly it because they want to return slavery to the law books.
This is a guy that I feel like knows that that flag exists and it's Southern, but doesn't know that it's connected with a literal illegal state, illegal government.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's just like, I don't get it. It's just a nice looking flag. Why has everyone got a problem with it?
And of course, that flag, Robert E. Lee asked not to be flown, and he never wore his Confederate uniform after he surrendered. So
he would Robert E. Lee never surrendered? What the hell are you talking about, you commie?
He would be spinning in his grave if he knew that flag was still flying 150 years later.
Communists hate
slavery.
President
Ed Baker will rise again.
With time travel.
Yeah. The South shall already have risen again.
Thank you for your continued help in raising awareness that I am an option to consider supporting that can win in 2016.
You know what? No, you're not.
I've never heard of you in the election.
And we will never hear of you again after we're finished with this podcast.
The election is like, I don't know.
Don't.
20 days away. I've never heard of you.
Don't count me out yet. I really think I have a chance of winning California.
Mrs.
And the 55 electoral votes.
Mrs. Stevens, I really want to be class president. Everyone hates you, Ed. I know. Oh my god! The website.
I really like the logo.
This is a beautiful website.
You know what?
White House, 2016.
Before I clicked the logo, I thought his last name might be Wheelock, but now that I've clicked the logo, I know that his actual name is Wheelock.
Yes! I like that. Independent party candidate. There's an independent...
The independent part. Oh, why is this website copyright 1976? How long has this guy been trying to become president?
Oh, yeah, copyright 1976 to 2016.
Oh, wow.
First release is updated April 30th, 2015. More to come soon.
After I win.
I guess the Universal Foundation was founded in 1976. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I clicked home, and now I don't know how to get back to the campaign page.
Why do I keep looking at this expecting there to be like a background to load in? But it's
here's another question.
It's pure white. There's no background. It's just pure white. This is GeoCities web design again.
Okay. So here's the adventure I just went on. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page for this campaign, there's a button that says links. You click that button, and there's a link to Playboy.com.
Oh my god.
Wow, that's a lot of bottle. Oh god, another fucking Civil War thing.
Is Terry Wheelock going to are they in Playboy? Why is there a link to Playboy?
It says links to interesting stuff.
Okay.
Well, it is interesting.
I don't know how to get back to the
Why is he a fan of both Oklahoma and Nebraska? What the hell?
He likes the baseball team for one and the football team for the other.
That's fucking treason, man.
For the record, the independent party is an actual party.
Is it?
It is. It's a party that exists.
Again, I ask, is it? Is it a real party?
It is a political party, and it does legitimately exist.
Yes, yeah, it
does. Does it?
It does.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying here. Does it?
It does. I understand what you're saying. It does. And you're exist. Just. I'm sorry. I know you don't want to.
We can save that for another. We can probably save this for another episode. But let's read his campaign platform.
Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead.
I, Terry Wheelock, can do a better job serving and protecting America and all Americans.
Make sure you get the emphasis.
Keep in mind that was all in title case. So.
It's I can do a better
job,
better
serving
job
and protecting
serving.
America and all Americans. Better? Campaign platform explanations. I can do a better job for all Americans. My upbringing, education, and experiences in life have prepared me to be the best choice for president. America needs a leader who listens to, understands, and can lead the charge for all Americans to unite the country and create an America in which we can all can have a better life.
Why is can in quotes?
Because he...
Is it a
time
take?
Travel? It's time travel, goddammit.
Is it a shot at Obama?
We don't know yet if this is a time travel man, so let's...
Oh,
I mean, I'm not saying
it's
not.
Time Travel Man is my favorite Gary Numan album.
Because I am the best choice. Because it is God's will. Because I am the lesser of the evils.
Why would you say that?
That's not something you brag about.
Why would you say that?
I king and the lesser of evils.
I'm not as bad
it
as that
other guy. It
could
very well be true, but it's not something to brag about.
Let me be clear. I am evil, but not quite.
I was appointed by God just like the ancient pharaohs in Egypt.
Which is why I'm the lesser of evils for some
and I
reason.
God appointed me to be
the
less evil.
For all Americans.
I'm like the Henry VIII of America.
Insert
why
reason.
Would God,
any
why
reason.
Would God appoint you if you were evil?
Insert your reason. Any reason, the reasons are infinite. I can do a better job than all the rest.
Wait, he's asking us to, like, come up with reasons why he should be president?
The reasons are infinite that you could make up.
Can you think of a reason? I can't.
I was able to come up with five, but I'm sure there's infinity.
There are potentially infinite reasons.
I mean, that's technically correct,
there's potentially
but...
infinite reasons, because you can add as many exclamation marks as you want, and each one makes it a different reason.
To serve and to protect the purpose of government. The
wait,
only
he wants
two
to
things.
To serve and protect the purpose of government?
Is that is to yes. serve and protect the same serve to serve and protect as police? Or is this a different to serve and protect?
No, that's to protect and serve.
Oh. Yeah, it's completely
which actually
different.
Is like the generic one they put in TV, but it's not what like the actual police use for like oh who cares.
The only two things a government need to do for the people it serves is to create the environment for the people to pursue their goals and, when necessary, protect them from things that will prevent
this. Why is protect in quotes?
Stop putting things in quotes.
To be fair, serves was also in quotes. And
yeah, that...
You're making me very suspicious about whether you want to serve or protect me.
This is the guy that does sarcastic finger quotes about everything.
Also,
yeah,
I
serve
want...
as in the to serve man sense.
I will
oh
totally
my God.
Serve and protect you.
I also want to see what Terry Wheelock's political philosophy paper would be like. Like we had to turn it in for freshman college philosophy.
We will not be AWOL servants of the people. Government will become user friendly. We will not allow the actions of the government to endanger the American people.
Why is it danger capitalized?
You want the government to become user-friendly, don't use Apple.
But it has such a nice user interface, said Positronic in a different episode.
We will not invade another country without the facts, or with capital made, capital up, facts, or illegally.
So without the facts or the made-up facts.
We will not invade a country without making up some facts
I got
first.
These facts from madeup.com.
I mean, that's probably... I mean, that's technically true, but, you know.
I will not be a Republican president.
True.
I will not
Yay!
Be a Democratic president.
True.
I will not Yay? Be an independent.
You
true.
Are an independent.
You're the Wait. Member of the Independent Party, which apparently is a thing that exists.
It's the Independence Party.
Oh, wait, this continues in the next bullet. He accidentally pressed enter.
Okay.
I will not be an independent president. I will
True.
Be an American president working for all Americans.
False.
Why is all capitalized?
Why not?
Because it's part of his slogan?
Or is he talking about the 82nd Airborne Division?
He's just capitalizing words at random. Don't
yeah,
even worry about it.
You know.
I'm honestly asking why it is capitalized so people know it's capitalized weirdly in the text.
Everything is capitalized weirdly.
Yeah. Hey, listener, if there's a word and you're not sure if it's capitalized, flip a coin.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. That's yeah. All right.
That
yeah.
would pretty much give
which
you
is what this guy
reading.
Probably did.
We will redress the grievances of the people and protect their God-given rights.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, God chose him, so he obviously knows what your rights
God are. Chose him because he's less evil than the other people.
I'm not so sure he is now.
Alright. Well, I'm going to tell you about bring back fiscal responsibility to government.
Finally.
You, I, we have to live within have to live within our budgets. Government should also
live within our budgets? What?
His slogan I
don't think
is,
it's a
yes,
very good idea
can.
When I can barely afford lunch.
We will not increase
taxes. I don't think the government should live within my budget. I think it should be a little higher than that.
We will not increase taxes. We will not allow servants of the people to lie and steal from the people.
I'm surprised servants isn't in air quotes.
We will not be able to pay the White House rent.
We will balance the budget.
No, I don't think you will.
I want to know who the White House landlord is.
I think it's the government accounting office. And I'm not sure.
Like, does the White House have a wacky superintendent?
Probably.
What are you doing, Mr. President? You always have to clog your toilet.
Freeze frame, applause, executive producer credit.
This all sounds really good. Can you give me some like, policy?
Universal health care for all Americans!
Okay,
sure, but can you get more specific? Like, can you really explain your policies and how they would work?
Do you mean, like, in bullet points?
No, I mean just you've been very, very vague and just you're talking about your sort of ideals. What about your policies?
I don't know. Am I looking for a specific section?
No, there aren't any.
Oh!
Oh, God. Well,
so I'm going to give a universal health care without raising taxes.
Universal hair care.
Well, some Americans.
I could finally be the strawberry blonde always dreamed.
That would be the best idea he's had.
Universal health care for all Americans. One of the necessities in life, everyone needs to have the ability to see a doctor in life, and it should be available and affordable.
Why is that word in quotes? Of all the words to put in quotes, why do you
No.
The exact opposite of what you're trying to say.
Hold on. Sherman Tank, calm down. There is a much worse word that he put in quotes coming up very soon.
We will not allow people to be satisfied with treatments and find cures.
You will not be satisfied with your treatment.
Okay.
But you will
sounds
be
like the motto of my
satisfied.
Last HMO.
We will get America on the road to healthy living. Which I think is a default child.
By doing what?
Which I think is a...
I think Bridget Fonda was in that movie.
Was it Road to Healthy Living like a Tony Robbins book?
No, that was The Road to Wellville.
Edit point.
Da 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 da. Okay. Power up energy!
Okay, that doesn't mean
power
anything.
Up!
Power up!
Is that like...
Let's all do this for a while.
Power up, Samus!
Power up!
You found an energy tank!
Okay, power up energy...
I'm just gonna keep imagining Metroid, if you don't mind.
Just keep reading, because I love the second bullet point.
For national security, energy is another necessity of life. We need it to progress. We need a multifaceted approach that secures our ability to have affordable, non-interruptible energy supplies.
We require more Vespene gas.
Wait, so his energy platform is based entirely on national security? What the fuck does that mean?
Yes. Well, continue. You can't be secure if you don't have energy, so that's kind of not self-evident.
Is this like a giant Five Nights at Freddy's game?
I don't even know anymore, but so far this energy policy thing is not self-evidentially stupid, so let's keep going.
We will not allow America to stay addicted to oil.
That's fair enough.
We will develop wind, solar, hydro, biofuel, chemical, nuclear, natural gas, and petroleum, and space!
Space energy!
Space!
And space is in parentheses after the end of that, just so everybody
knows.
Yeah,
it's a parenthetical.
Space!
And space!
I don't... It's space!
I'm trying to figure out how to make a Portal 2 joke, but I can't quite...
Just yell space.
Okay, remember the space sphere from Portal 2? Yeah.
Yeah, we all know about that. Space. The final frontier. Not just for the government. NASA needs to get back to what it does best, exploration. And we need to remove the barriers for civilian space access.
Are there barriers, actually like barriers? Like how it's incredibly difficult and unfeasible.
God damn that stupid gravity.
Elon Musk seems pretty open that he's going into space. I don't know what...
I mean, yeah, I mean, the biggest hurdle to civilian space access is, like,
is how
gravity.
Insanely difficult and expensive it would be.
I mean, it's not like the government shot down a Bird Rutan spaceship when he flew it.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. NASA will cease as a jobs program and return to capital exploration, paving the way for civilian space access.
Then you give them jobs so they can... Oh, okay.
Hey, we will explore the universe by viewing, roving, and living on other worlds.
We're already on Mars, so we're off to a good start.
There you go, we're just gonna do it.
We're gonna send giant white weather balloons to hover ominously on other planets.
I've been seeing a lot of people talking lately about CSA. I did not realize it meant civilian space access.
Oh, God, have we got more Confederate apologism on this website?
Oh, sorry, apparently CSA means more than just the thing that I was thinking of, which was community-supported agriculture.
I was thinking Confederate States of America.
Oh. Where are my priorities?
You said that workers are right, which, okay. Why don't you tell us about the promise underneath there?
You mean no fundraising campaign? In unnecessary quotations? Keep your money! You earned it! Spend it on your family and yourself!
And we're passing the savings on to you!
I will not actively seek campaign contributions. Help me run a word-of-mouth campaign.
No, if sorry. A candidate has that to was spend... not a word-of-mouth campaign. That was a word-of-mouth campaign.
That's more right. Random capitalization than a Frank Miller script.
And a lot fewer mentions of whores, too.
Yeah.
But how do we find the girl gamers at this party?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This cake is so delicious and moist.
Oh, God. No, I hate it.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
This is about ethics and third-party candidates. Wow. that just fucking died.
Sorry, I was googling "these pretzels are making me thirsty" to remember what it was from.
Do you have a great slogan as the next bullet
point? It's not 2013 anymore, Sherman.
Oh, God. You spread the word! I will keep my word! This is like a manifesto thrown through a window wrapped around a brick. You spread the word. I will keep my word.
Let's talk. We've been talking about some ideals and stuff. Let's get into some real, like, real meat, some real policy. I want to talk about education.
Oh yeah.
Let me tell you about education of the future now for all Americans.
Education of the future tomorrow, today, and yesterday.
That's right. We all need to learn the necessary skills to prepare us for life. Our families are our first educators in life, then our public education system, and both should be the best, available, and accountable to all. That's
Fruit Hag, I love how you're almost like channeling Stan Lee.
Hi, I'm Stan Lee.
I love it too.
Oh, true believers.
The world is not flat. I will not let our children grow up to be flat worlders.
Oh, I think Libra Rising would disagree with you on that, and so would Tila Tequila.
We will enable our children to learn, and everyone will be held accountable for their success. We need minimum NEST, National Educational Standards Test, to ensure our children can do reading.
Can do reading!
Like me, who is a good reader.
Can do...
No, you can't stop there. You gotta finish that.
Make our children do reading, writing, and arithmetic.
That's actually an old. That's is actually the, is an old expression.
But no one in the United States has used that.
No, it is.
Years.
I know. That's like.
But hold on.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start
the last
this
time
up.
I heard it used was in like 1965. So.
I'm gonna start this one over. I'm starting this over. We need minimum NEST, National Educational Standards Test, to ensure that our children can do reading, writing. We need minimum NEST, National Educational Standards Test, to ensure our children can do reading, writing, and arithmetic, and allow our teachers to
little
teach.
Sidebar, I never understand the three R's. If You're not going to use three words that start with R's?
Because it's an ironic, it's supposed to be kind of, it's a tedious old person joke.
All right, I'll give him that one. Communicate with the world and listen.
For actual education.
We do not live on this planet alone. We will not negotiate with terrorists. But we will keep the lines of communication open so as never to make anyone our foes. If you harm the American people, we will respond. America will become a superpower and stop being a super bully. Wait.
Huh?
Wait,
America keeps stuffing me in my locker.
We're being a bully by negotiating with terrorists?
Hey, Pakistan, it's football Congress.
Well, I just got a little bit aggro there, so I'm going to get a bit more posy. Coming to America.
Oh. Hey, Argyle.
Yeah, would you please Argyle. Tell us about my favorite Eddie Murphy
movie? Yeah, tell us about my favorite Eddie Murphy movie. I think we were all going to make that joke. Yeah.
I wasn't, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's impossible not
to. Is it quotation? Like, it seems like it's an advertisement for the movie Coming to America.
I've never heard of this movie, so I'll just stay quiet. Edit everything. Same. Just mute my audio for a bit.
Okay, so
as I recall, Eddie Murphy is like an African prince?
Yeah, and then he comes to America, and then I think there's like he plays a bunch of characters in one scene.
I don't think Eddie Murphy would do that.
that sounds impossible.
And impossible. Wait, time travel, never mind. Go on.
It's gonna be our excuse for everything in this episode.
Okay, so you want me to read this?
Sure.
Yes, read Coming to America.
Coming to America! Use the front door. We will allow immigrants into
What's
the United
the front
States.
Door on America?
Ellis Island, obviously. Duh.
What? Yeah. What's the back door?
So if you're coming
from Angel Island,
fuck off. So if you're coming, from west of the United States, you just got
to
go around, I guess.
Yeah.
Go to the Panama Canal.
Would you please just use the front door? Come on.
The Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal.
We will allow immigrants into the United States, but we cannot allow illegal entrants. Tourists and workers are always welcome. We will not deny anyone who wants to become American. We will secure our borders and build sidewalks to the front door.
That metaphor makes no sense.
It almost makes sense.
So does that mean that if you're in Mexico, there's gonna be like a bridge to Ellis Island?
What I think he's trying to say is we'll secure our borders against illegal border crossers, but make it easier to actually immigrate into this country. I think that's what he thinks he means, but that's not what he said.
Yeah, but does he know?
Look,
how
by this guy's standards, that almost makes sense.
Does he know how backlogged the immigration?
No.
Well, obviously.
No matter what your question is,
the answer
it's about
is
him
no.
knowing something, the answer is no.
You can do America, and America will do for you.
Wait, is this like Beavis and Butthead do America? What's going on?
Rip Terry Wheelock, he never scored. Everyone has the ability to get up.
He never became president.
Everyone has the ability to get up and do. America will create the environment for you to do. If it does not, it needs to change. Change that we can achieve. America! The land of the free and the home of the best damn people on earth!
America! Fuck yeah!
America, the land of the free and the home of the best damn people on earth!
I really want the best environment for me to do.
Did Terry Wheelock go to a 4-hour seminar or something about like motivational speaker or something and just like take notes?
I know, it's really weird.
I
he was the lesser of the evils, but now he's the best choice, so never mind, I guess I'll vote for him. So under his politics page,
is this his politics page or the website's politics page?
It's the website's, oh my God, but I think that the website is basically
okay.
Him.
Oh my God.
Let me check out about us. Nope, no information. Cool. So politics. There's just a little thing, presidential campaign 2016, and it says the Universal Society, helping the people move toward freedom, peace, knowledge, and exploration of the universe. And then under that it says freedom versus government. Is government necessary? Can the people handle it?
Can you handle it, Hawkeye?
Can you handle it?
That's not a question. There's an exclamation point at the end of that. Who, boy, can the people handle it?
No taxation without representation. Government has no authority to tax without our permission. Evolution, revolution, or revelation, change is coming. Freedom of religion, God's law comes first. The tax revolt of 2010.
The Constitution says they have the right to levy tax.
No. The war has begun. Challenge the corruption. It's our right versus their privilege. I'm spitting all over my computer.
This is the tax revolt of 2010.
But that was... Yeah, that was all just... Keep in mind, this website is copyright 1976. But that was all just lead-in to the books that this website is selling.
It's a great bunch of
and
books.
And I'm not going to read the descriptions, but I am going to read the names. So there's The Radicalization of America, First Blood, The Coming Wave, 9/11
Part
Payback
two.
For the Sins of the U.S. government.
I
want to
say that The Radicalization of America has the most busy fucking cover I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's all really bad.
I think this should
we
be the episode
people,
cover.
Alter or abolish. Capitalism will fall. Sorry, capitalism will fail. Socialism won't work. And then under that is Israel, the new Nazis.
But we don't have to worry about it. It's Israel, not Israel.
Yeah, it's Israel. Bush, coward, the worst president in UF. Whoops, sorry, I just saw the one that's after that, and I'm not reading
it.
Yep,
but I think we should yeah, point no, out that these are all listed as first printing, and they're all listed
gifted
as gifted out, whatever the so you can't get a copy of any of these.
And it says they're all...
I couldn't get anybody to buy my book, so I had to hand it out on the
If you expand
street.
The covers, it says they're all by Terry Wheelock. So I'm pretty sure that this is just his website. But also the Bush Coward one, it's important to point out that the cover of this book is George Bush with a Hitler haircut. And it looks, before you expand it, it looks like he has a Hitler mustache. But if you expand it, you see that he actually has small Hitler mustaches under either nostril.
It looks like he's got it's nose hair.
He's got the Twin Towers under his nose. It's a sign.
Oh, my God.
Terry Wheelock has a PhD.
No, he doesn't. That doesn't say PhD.
God, what does it say?
Oh, wait. No, what does it say? It says PDD?
P has a PDD.
P, lowercase d, uppercase d.
That's right.
He's got a...
Terry Wheelock has pervasive developmental disorder. So I'm on Wikipedia, PDD disambiguation. So it could be that thing that I just said. He might have proventricular dilatation disease. Or maybe he's P. Diddy.
Oh, we have to look under God and religion because there's a book titled The God Particle. It's just a thing.
Is there such a thing as a postdoctorate degree?
I don't think... Civil... Oh, God! I'm going
to
post this.
I wanted to point out the Israel, the new Nazis, does in fact have a swastika over the Star of David.
It's not over. It's like intertwined, like they're having sex.
Symbols. Civil revolution. By any means necessary. Oh.
Can I just say?
Like the revolution of the earth?
No, revel
like
this. I
seriously
like
have no idea where this guy falls on the political spectrum.
He's whatever. He's like...
He's not Republican.
I know he hates Israel.
He's not independent.
He has a book calling Obama a token right above calling Bush a coward and having him in his Hitler garb. Okay. The fuck did we learn? Did we learn things?
I don't think so.
I learned
about the lesser of two evils in the cant. I learned about the lesser of the evils. And I learned about time travel.
I learned about how the government is covering up time travel.
I learned about how the government's not letting us eat enough eggs.
So apparently the guy that created the H-bomb wanted to put beryllium and aluminum in the sky?
Yeah, and put eggs in your trash.
Apparently he's like the head engineer behind the chemtrail program, which is impressive.
He's the Tesla of chemtrails.
Tesla's the Tesla of Project Pegasus. Oh God, I don't know what to think about this because it's like
I
don't know if I really learned anything.
It
honestly.
Seems like a cop out to say what have you learned? Nothing. I don't.
I've learned that it's way easier to run for president than I thought it was.
All you have to do is put in a free docket.
Apparently, a guy who can't build his own goddamn website can apparently get the scratch together to file with the Federal Election Commission. And get on the ballot and some places.
Yeah. These people believe exactly what you expect, but not what you expect. It's very strange.
You know what? You know what's amazing to me is that, in retrospect, Andrew DiBasiago
not that crazy.
Like, that guy was pretty straightforward. Like, I understood what he was and what he believed. I mean, I didn't. I didn't understand the content, but I understood.
The man.
His mindset. I understood the man.
So I discovered that he had a decently designed webpage, especially compared to the others?
Yeah, and we're talking about a webpage where his policies were in JPEGs of the identical picture of him looking at you and kind of smiling a little and then just text next to
you. You know, I think he did that so we can...
He looked like a guy who could be...
He looks like somebody who could play president on like a TV movie.
Or like a Left Behind movie.
Yeah, but I understood what he... I understood what his deal was. Like, Terry Wheelock, I can't wrap my mind around what he
is. We need him to take like those political spectrum tests. I want to see
he's on the left or the right or what.
You could try to put him in one of those, but the thing would just explode, is what it would do.
Oh, I found his Twitter, so we're actually good.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I think we found intro bumper material.
Yay!
Donald Trump.
God damn it, Fruit Hag!
And if you want to hear Fruit Hag, just say Donald Trump in every thread. Go over to the ball pit. What's the website for that, Sherman?
That is ballp.ig.
Check out the Donald Trump thread where I just say Donald Trump a bunch of times.
And if
Donald
and
Trump.
If you want to see more of us actively trying not to make Donald Trump jokes for the next 5 years, head on over to our website where we got the other episodes, we got the episode art, that sort of stuff, links to our Twitter.
Can I say the website?
Yeah, what is the website?
You can try.
The website is thefmin.us.
Yay. Oh my god, somebody said it right.
Woo-hoo. I said it right last time.
I wasn't here last time.
Well, sorry.
I'm amazed that you're letting me get away with that and pretending that I did a good job saying it.
You did. It was all right.
You'll hear it in the recording. I made up a couple new letters.
thefmin.us.
Everyone go there.
thefmin.us.
The website is thefmin.us.
Why don't you spell continents?
Because I couldn't really understand what you just said.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Nope. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Bye, everyone. Vote early and often.
No, hold that. No, listen.